Let's do this.
It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country, USA. With your Snow Show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
So back in the day, that was the introduction you would hear every weekend on Crystal 93 to introduce me, Tom Fricke, and my buddy, Leon Littlebird.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, that was back in the day. I was right out of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's my first job.
I was just out of grade school, I think. So we're bringing back the Snow Show right here online on a podcast as the Colorado Snow Show.
Right.
And we're going to have a lot of guests joining us all throughout many episodes, all throughout the ski and ride season.
Because that's what the Snow Show was always about anyway.
Yeah.
It was about finding the people who really had a passion about skiing and riding and what they were doing in the snow. And getting them on the air and talking to them, and then having passions about things like, you know, brewing beer.
That's,
you know, that's something I can get behind.
That's a mighty big passion of our good buddy AJ from AJ's Angry James Brewery in Silverthorne. Welcome to the Snow Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us, hanging out, recording the podcast here with Jake Fiala, also joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. Now we're.
I think you two guys have met each other before,
haven't you? I think you guys have hung out before.
Absolutely. AJ here named a beer after me, so I'm kind of indebted.
Well, don't you get residual?
You would think.
Yeah.
Not yet. But I'm still working on it. I'm working on that angle. I did get a mug this year. It was an honorary mug,
okay.
Which is nice.
Very nice.
And he fills it up for free every time. He doesn't know about that, but I'm working that.
Just to make it clear for our other Mug Club members, because I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but we did save him a leftover mug, but he did have to pay for it. So
yes, I did.
I just want to make that clear.
There's no freebies here, even though one of the top-selling beers is named after me here.
And you can see it in other bars and restaurants around this county, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I get more freebies at other places. That's for sure.
So I got beers named after me. So here you go, man.
Right.
The Jake's Pilsner. It's on tap here at Angry James. So how did this collaboration all come about?
Well, when I moved to Summit County about 10 years ago, I grew up playing hockey. And we have that really nice rink up in Breck. And I was looking for a team. And somebody passed Jake's cell phone number onto me, and I shot him a text and I said, hey, are you looking for any other players on your hockey team? And I texted him and he said, well, that depends.
Yeah, are you any good?
Yeah.
Can you play?
Yeah. And I told him when the tryouts were.
Yep.
And we saw what he had, and he's actually grew up playing hockey, so he's pretty good, and was a good addition to the team.
There you go. And now you've got a career. You're playing with the Avalanche, too, now, aren't you?
Where'd you grow up playing hockey?
I grew up playing hockey in Denver.
Oh, okay.
Yep, down on the Front Range.
Yeah. So now are you still playing hockey up here?
Yeah, I play with Jake on the Moose Jaw. Rah, rah, rah.
All right.
Yep, Moose Jaw sponsored the team. I've been the captain now for, I think, 17 years.
Holy
cow. Say, that's it. Yeah, you guys are long in the tooth, that team.
Yep, we've been around a long time and won many championships, and now we're in a little bit higher division. We're still waiting for that top-level championship. I don't know if it'll ever come, but we're having a good time.
Yeah, makes you skate faster.
Maybe.
Or think
no
about
matter
it.
What, we win or lose, we still booze is our motto.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's been more boozing as of late.
Oh, really? Yeah. So how often are the hockey games?
Every Wednesday night. Yep. And some Sunday. Yep. Yeah, we play Wednesday nights, some Sundays. And AJ and I play some drop-in, too, here and there. Stay in shape.
It's a good way to go. The hockey's always so much fun.
Great sport.
You haven't broken any bones or lost any teeth?
Nope. Not playing hockey.
Good. A
couple shoulder injuries here and there, but we try and do it for recreation, try not to get hurt.
Well, and you stayed pretty healthy through your ski racing career, didn't you?
Yeah, relative. I mean, if you compare it to some of the other people's injuries, but I had a couple broken legs and a couple knee surgeries and a couple concussions. But for a downhill racer, I'd say I came out pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Considering the speed, you fall on the hardest surface you can possibly imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
So, Jake, when did you start out with the U.S. ski team?
So, I made the national team in 1995. I was 20 years old, and raced World Cup downhill and Super G for 10 years, 3 World Championships, Olympics in 2002. Won a couple national championships, and then switched over to skier cross in 05 and did that for 4 years until 09.
Which I've always been envious of. When Jake was doing skier cross, it's like, God, I want to do that. I wish I was young.
Yeah.
Now, talk about why you like skier cross as opposed to downhill racing.
Well, it was a different sport,
yeah.
But I was able to utilize all of my skills from downhill racing, but really enjoyed the fact that it was contact, had a lot of contact, 6 of us on the course at once, and in a downhill race, you're racing against the clock. You don't know what place you're in until you come through the finish line. There's not a lot of changes you can make while you're out there. In skier cross, it was cool because you knew if you were in last or you knew if you were in first, and those guys you had to pass or make a little bit of contact, and there was no question of where you were at when you came through the finish line.
So what was your favorite move, a hip check or a little body slam?
Yeah, a little grab stuff? From behind.
Surprise!
Well, again, we're doing the Colorado Snow Show, and we're reflecting on some old snow shows that we did on Crystal 93.
You know, I got to tell you, I think that third hit of acid, I'm having flashbacks.
Uh-oh.
it's been, what, 10 years since you and I did a snow show for Crystal. And here we are sitting with some of our favorite people doing it again. How cool is that?
It's awesome.
Yeah, woohoo!
And how cool is it that we saved up some of the audio from those original seasons of snow shows to reflect on, and that's what we're going to be doing from now on through the season, several episodes ahead. So
I may have to pay you a monthly stipend not to do some of those.
Well, we can put some of those on hold for a pretty penny. Hey, people are taking a picture. What's going on with this?
Uh-oh.
Are we famous now? Is it a photo or a video? What are you doing?
Just a photo.
It's only $10 per picture, and it's $20 per video.
And if you want it signed, it's
$50. Okay,
look
this way. 1, 2, 3.
There we go. Well, we're hanging out at
that
Andrew
happens
James.
To me all the time.
I bet it does. Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah. Celebrity ski racers.
We're lucky to get me out of the house.
The local paparazzi.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Jake, do you keep in touch with any of your old ski team members?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have some events every year. We go to Aspen for a fundraiser ski race. We get to strap them on. I get to race against Marco and Bodie and Darren Rolves. And Darren calls me every time he's in town. Marco just had a son as well, a young boy that's a year and a half now, so I stay in touch with him. A couple of the Puckets I see now and again. So, we spent 10 years on the road together, so we have quite a connection. So
That's a brotherhood, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And plus you're doing the same crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Going really fast and taking lots of chances.
That's right.
But having fun while you're doing it. That's the main thing. And AJ, how long have you been open here at Angry James now?
We will be 8 years old in late January
of
2026.
That's so cool.
Yep.
And you've been putting together some incredible brews. What's in the future for Angry James? What are we looking at for what's on tap next?
Well, we were thinking outside the box later this summer, so a couple months ago, and we were trying to think of a really fun winter brew that we would do. So we just rolled out our Mustachio Porter, which is a robust porter made with vanilla bean and pistachio.
Whoa.
So really nice, dark, actually easy drinking winter beer, so doesn't weigh you down, but you get this nice little hint of pistachio and vanilla.
And you got that on tap right now?
Yeah, I don't believe you. Let's try it.
I thought that's good.
let's line that up.
You have a dry glass. You should probably refill that.
This glass had a hole in it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it just kind of leaked out.
It looks like there was beer in there at some point.
I think there was.
There was at one point, yeah.
are you still doing live music here?
Yeah. So every Wednesday we do live local acoustic, and then we sprinkle in a Friday set and a Saturday set here and there. We actually have a benefit going on this weekend for a local photographer, Shane Morris, who
good guy, yeah, great photographer.
Yep. Used to own the Cultivate Kitchen that was inside our building before he moved to Nicaragua to pursue his passion of food and surfing. So,
but he manages to make his way back to Summit County frequently.
Well, and this most recent trip, I don't think he was anticipating breaking both his feet. So that's what the benefit is for, to help Shane out in this time of need. So
to get him back on his feet,
literally.
Try to help Shane get back on his feet.
That's one thing you can always rely on Jake for is a clever pun whenever the time calls for it, and I think that's part of the reason, you know, we named the Jake's Pills after Jake, is he was you know, kind of telling me I'm really not going to come into your brewery. And I was like, well, why is that? And this was back when we opened. We were probably 3 or 4 months brand new. And it was after a hockey game. And I said, you know, I haven't seen you very much. And he goes, well, you don't make a Pilsner. And being a of Czech descent, Jake said, well, you know, if you don't have Pilsner, then there's nothing for me at your brewery.
There's no real beer.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbeknownst to Jake, after that, I went back to the drawing board and I said, well, Jimmy, who was our head brewer at the time, I said, we got to make a Pils and we have to make a good one. And he's like, okay, why Pils? You know, it takes so long to lager and ferment, and it's going to really tie up our tanks. And I go, no, we have to do this. And we have to call it Jake's Pils. But we can't tell Jake that we're going to call it Jake's Pils.
See, the trouble you caused, Jake.
Yep. I mean, so it was a surprise?
No, it was great. Great
wow.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Good beer. Some T-shirts here with some ski poles and skis on them.
There you go.
Jake's Pils.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
autograph any of the shirts at all?
Yeah, I will okay. for a fee.
Yeah. Well, you've had your picture taken, right. And that, yeah. you got $5 for that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, we're doing good here. It's the Colorado Snow Show, and I'm Tom Fricke with Leon Littlebird, AJ from Angus James Brewery, Jake Fiala, a local legend, former downhill racer, and now dealing with trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alpine Tree Services.
That's right.
So what are you doing with trees? What's that all about,
whatever,
Jake?
You need with trees.
Okay.
We cut them down. We take care of trimming, fire mitigation, any sort of insect and disease control. And we have all the treatments for that. So.
Fire mitigation, big thing up here.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we hope you check back for more episodes of the Colorado Snow Show. And on each episode, we'll get a flashback. We're going to, flashback to years gone by.
And just remember, it's called podcasting, not standing. There's a reference joke. We'll see if anyone gets.
A snow show flashback to Birds of Prey ski racing at Beaver Creek in 2008 with Steven Nyman and Andrew Weinbrecht.
This is the Crystal Snow Show, only on Colorado's Crystal 93.
Back at Beaver Creek, Birds of Prey World Cup ski racing going on here this weekend.
Man, are we having fun.
Oh, wow. There's some incredible racers here, Leon.
Yeah, we're just about to talk to Steve Nyman, who just lit it up, man.
He's just coming down through the finish line here, and he's in the gallery, and we're ready to get Steve on the microphone.
Steve, get over here.
I thought you guys had a camera.
Yeah, we know.
We're radio, man. Those skis look really good
really
on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, you're really lighting it up.
It's good today. I had one big mistake, but I'm happy with it. Lake Louise was a big bummer.
Yeah,
I just got super frustrated up there, and I thought this was a good way to rebound. I know I'm skiing fast and laid it down here. You got to risk it here, which is the beauty.
Yeah, this is Birds of Prey, and people don't really, I think, understand what an incredibly technical course this is.
Mm. Yeah, you got to risk it to win, and I was risking it, but it's got a little late and didn't carry my speed through one section, but other than that, I skied really well. Scared myself off Golden Eagle, too.
You scared us a little bit, too, man. There was a moment there where it was looking like you were rocking and rolling a little too hard.
You gotta go. That's what makes it fun.
Well, on a day like today, you started after Bodie, and Bodie ended up in the net, and we've seen a bunch of our American boys just slide out again, and Andy took it down, and it was great to see you come across the finish line, man.
It feels good to do well. I've consistently done well here. I'm stoked. It shows the American boys want it, and they're risking it, and sometimes it just doesn't pay off.
Sometimes you lay it out a little too far on the edge.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it's always good to have you on the show, man. We've ever since you lit it up at the Olympics, and you've had a big fan club down here. Everyone was really cheering for you. And we saw you got a little TV time. You're becoming a celebrity, Steve.
Colorado celeb, not bad.
We love it, man, because we've been cheering you on since those days, and great to have you on the show over here.
Oh, thanks. It's always good to come out here. Everybody's, there's just a good energy here, It's the home soil. Everybody's pulling you to the finish, so I love it here.
You should have felt the energy when you were in the start blocks, man, and you came out of it. This place went crazy. It was awesome, and they were pulling you down the hill, man. And I'll bet you can feel that on the course, can't you?
Oh, for sure. Just, it's a heightened level of focus, You want it so bad. And some courses are just a little easy, a little mundane, but here it's just energizing.
Yeah, woohoo! Steve, thanks so much. Great luck to you on the rest of the season. Thank you so much for making the United States so proud and being a local boy and skiing so fast, man.
No problem. Come back next year.
Yeah, we will.
The Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Crystal 93 Snow Show this weekend, hanging out in Beaver Creek for Birds of Prey World Cup. Tom Fricke along with Leon Littleberg.
Downhill we got going on here. Yeah.
Talking with U.S. ski team members here at Beaver Creek, man. There's a lot of excitement on this race course.
Well, you know what? Bodie crashed. A bunch of boys have gone down. It's a technical course, and we got our boy Andrew Weinbrecht here from the United States skiing for us hard. Andrew, you got up there and pushed it, and what happened, man? All of a sudden, you were in the air.
But yeah, I mean, I was just giving it all I got. Yeah. I had a great result here last year, so.
Yes, you did. You burned it up last year.
Figured I wanted to thrill one way or another, and this year it just didn't pan out. I kind of put it. Hit a weird rut, and it just shot me over a roll into the fence. So.
Well, you got launched off the course on that one.
Yeah.
They showed it down here about four or five times, and when you first went down, you could have heard a pin drop here. Yeah. The audience went from being so crazy, so stoked, so cheering, to nothing. It was amazing.
Everybody's holding their breath, waiting to see you move.
Yeah, no, I was in that net, and I was pretty tangled up. I couldn't get myself out.
Was it the net that did that to your nose?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A little scrape on the nose there. That'll heal real quick.
It's cool because chicks dig blood.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so it'll work for you after the race.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Andrew, you've been skiing really hard, doing really well, and been real consistent. You had a great training year. And so how are you feeling for the rest of the season? You really looking forward to getting out there and lighting it up some more?
Yeah, I feel great. Coming in here, I was really excited, and we only got one training run, so.
Nice.
It was kind of tough. I don't think we were quite as prepared as we would have liked, but that's ski racing, and
ski racing.
I really would have liked to have another great result here, but
Well, what you got was something people will never forget. It was a heart-stopping moment where you were kind of upside down, and all everybody could see was the skis. The television coverage was really good.
Yeah.
Lots of different angles of the wipeout. That's pretty cool.
It just goes to show that she gives and she takes away.
Well, and it also shows how tough you guys are and how hard you train, because to take a crash like that and get up and ski down, you're my hero, buddy.
I surprise myself every time I get up from one of those.
I used to do that back in the day, and I remember not getting up from a couple of those. So when you guys get up, my heart stops and goes in my throat every time I see that. But it's great to have you on the show, man, and best of luck to you in the rest of the events, and go light it up, and go to the bar with that thing on your nose, because the chicks are going to be all over you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andrew.
Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird are coming back with more Snow Show fun on Crystal 93.